Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. We're learning about Parshas Va'era based on the Torah of Maran Rav Kook. The beginning of the Shlichus of Moshe to redeem the Jewish people from Mitzrayim and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. He's given a staff. What's this in your hand? And he says it's a staff. And Hashem commands Moshe, take it in your hand, do the wonders. And in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to Mitzrayim. He takes the staff with him. And the staff accompanies him the entire period of Yitzis Mitzrayim. We go in the Midbar. All the miracles are done with the staff. The Makos, Kriyas Hayam, hitting the rock, water coming out. With the staff, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the head of the mountain, top of the mountain, B'Melchama B'Amalek. Sometimes the staff is related to Moshe, sometimes it's called Aaron's, sometimes it's called Hashem's. First, Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe about the staff in his hands. And he tells him, you're going to be doing miracles with this staff. In Mitzrayim, look in the Ramban, Shmos 4:17. And when he does Makas Barad, the staff is related to Moshe. V'yet Moshe's Mateo ala Shamayim. So this is called Mate Moshe. But when he goes back to Mitzrayim, it says he's taking Mate Elokim biyado. He's taking the staff of Hashem in his hand, the staff of Elokim. Now it's called Mate Elokim, that's Shmos 4:20, and also in 17:9, it's in Melchemes Amalek. And then when Moshe and Aaron go to before Pyro, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Ki dabri lechem Pyro lehem rotunu lechem moifes, v'mar tel Aaron kachas matcho. Pyro says, do a moifes. So say to Aaron, take your staff, matcho, your staff, and throw it in front of Pyro, and it'll be a snake. V'yishlach Aaron es mateyu, he does it. He takes his staff, Vayevla Mata Aaron is Matoisam, and Mata Aaron. So here we have a staff. Sometimes it's Moshe, sometimes it's Hashem, sometimes it's Aaron's. So the Ibn Ezra explains Shmos 7:9, Kamen Avonim Toa Shomer Shel Shmatosain. People mistake and think they're three, but they're really one. In other words, the pasuk relates Takase or Moshe to his mate, even though Aaron hit the or with his mate, like we see behemshech. So what do we see? It's really one mate. Your staff that you hit the river, take with your hand. But Aaron was the one who, Aaron did Makas Dam. It's really all one staff. So it's called Mata Moshe because Moshe did miracles with it. It's called Mata Aaron because Aaron did wonders with it. But it's really one staff. So what's the secret of this Mata? Keep coming up and we don't really pay much attention to it. You know, it's just what he uses, but not so much. We don't hear so many people talking about the Mata. That's what we'd like to understand. So the Rav in his Sefer Midbar Shur in the 32nd Drush, pages Reish Sadi Dalet to Reish Sadi Hey, mentions the Medrash Tanchuma, who brings an example to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives cover to those who fear him from the fact that the Mata was given to Moshe. B'Medrash Tanchuma Melech Basav Adam Ein Mishtamshim B'Shavito U'Moshe Nishtamish B'Shavito Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenemar V'Yikach Moshe Zmata Elokim B'Yado. Medrash says that a king doesn't, you don't use his stick. And Moshe used the stick of Hashem, the staff of Hashem. Shenemar v'yikach Moshe mata elokim biyado. And Moshe took the mata elokim in his hand. Explains the Rav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan shalvito she'akoach harodeh al kochot ha'teva ve'ose neged chukam hu ha'mateh v'ha'shalvit ve'natan l'moshe koach zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his staff because the koach that rules over, controls the kochos ha'teva and makes them act against their nature is this mateh, and he gave Moshe this koach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the laws of nature that the world is based on, but he's not meshubet to those laws of nature. The Seder of Teva is not omei bifnei atzmam, elahim nishlatim biyad ratzon eloki. It's all in the hands of Hashem. And that's why we have nature. We have nature. Normally it's supposed to run naturally. And then when Hashem wants, he changes it. It's all meshubet to the ratzon of Hashem. So the Sharvit HaMelech symbolizes that Koach Shilton, that shows the tokef, that shows the power of the Ratzon of the Melech. Hamata Kishmo Kenu. What's a Mata all about? It shows the power of the king to be Mata, to incline Lahatot et HaMitziut, to be Mata the Mitzias, and to force it to be Misnal Kiritzono. It makes the Metzius act as Hashem wants the Metzius to act, even against the laws of nature. So the giving of the Matah to Moshe expresses in a very concrete way the passing over of this kingly power that Hashem has to Moshe, the Naaman Beso. It says in the Sforno, Shmos 4:17, that Samata Zetikach Biyadecha, L'shevet Moshe, sheminitcha l'shanot et ha'teva b'mitzvotecha, asher ta'ase bo'os ha'osos, shetetzava l'teva b'mitzvosai, mitzad ma sheminiticha l'zeh. So you take this matah to change nature. You're going to do wonders with it. You're going to command nature based on what I tell you, because I appointed you to do this, and you're going to be able to change nature with this matah. So we understand that it's called Mateh Elokim because it has a godly power in it. It can control nature. Elokim is Gematria Teva. So it shows that he, Hashem, is in control of Teva, he's behind Teva, and therefore he can change Teva when he wants. Mateh Elokim. And it's called Al Shem Moshe V'Aaron because they're the ones who activate it. They're the ones, the Maisa, who are using this matter to change nature. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to smite Mitzrayim by changing the order of nature? Mitzrayim is a Beis Avodim, Shmos 13:3. Base Ovde Avoda Salilim, Yalkut Shimoni Yisro, Resh Pei Vav. They bow down to the Kochos HaTeva. It says in the Yalkut Shimoni, they used to serve the Yaor. They served the river. That was their god, nature. Lo Yadati Es Hashem Begamis Yisrael Lo Ashalayach. I don't know God, I'm also not going to send away the Jewish people. They don't understand that we're all meshubet to Hashem. So therefore Hashem takes over nature and shows who the boss is, not nature. We don't serve nature, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem b'ntosi es yadi al Mitzrayim v'otzeisi es b'nei Yisrael mitocha. In the Drush to Parshas Zachor, which is published in the Ma'oros HaRe'iyah, and Chanukah and Purim, pages Kufayin Gimel to Kufpei. The Rav explains the tafkid of the matter B'Yitzias Mitzrayim a different way. The Rav asks, B'Parashat Shemot, Hisiro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Tamate HaZeh Tikach B'Yadecha, Asher Ta'aseh Bo'ot HaOtot. V'Yesh Lavin Amach Kol HaCharada Hazot. Shdafka Mate Yeh B'Yado, V'Al Yado Tiyah Geulah Ba'Otzah Me'Mitzrayim. He says, take the staff, do the wonders. What's Pshat? Why Dafka the Mat is taking him out of Mitzrayim? So the Rav explains, Binyan HaKadusha, Sheish Le'adam Binyan Avodat Hashem, Piresh HaGra, Sheish Beit Pchinot, Atarin Ve'achsantin. In Kedusha that a person has in Avodas Hashem, the Gra explains in the book of Proverbs 14:18, 12:4, that there are two bechinas. One is itrin, which is atara crowns, and the other is nachasantin, which is nachala. What does this mean? Uperusha davar kesher hakedusha shehu yerusha meavot, that a person has shaychus to concepts of kedusha and to dveikus b'Hashem, which is yerusha meavos, and that's the nachala, just like the avos bequeath physical characteristics to their children, they also bequeath spiritual characteristics. And these spiritual characteristics aren't totally in Avodas HaAdam. They are embedded on our souls. The Rav writes in Ein Ayan Brachas, Perek Hei, Os Nun Hei, Ha'avot matbi'im midotehem atovot betevel belev b'nehem. והנה כוח הירושה מאבות תלוי בהרבה בחוזק הקניין שהיה למידות הללו בנפש האבות. וגודל הרושם והתאמצות שהיה בנפשם עמהם, כל שיגדל יותר הרושם על הנפש האבות בתכונות מידות הטובות, כל תעמיק פעולתם בטבע הבנים. That the stronger the midos are in the avos, the stronger it is in the children. So that's the achasantin, that we inherited from the avos, these midos of seeking out Hashem. This kasher of kedusha we have with Hashem. That's number one. Number two, ma she'adam zocheh al-yedei shtadluto. There's what's natural and then what we work for. So this is added on to a person. This is like a crown to his soul. Shezeu etzem ha'atarelo. This is like his crown. So the crown is that she'al yada zocheh liyot mechlal ha'tzadikim sheyoshvim ועטרותיהם בראשיהם ונהנים מזיו השכינה. This madriga is that we sit with the crown, that's what the tzaddikim sit in Olam Haba, and we're nehanim mizev ha-shechina. This madriga in Olam Haba expresses the shlemus of a person, that he didn't suffice with the spiritual level that was given to him by his avos, but rather he added on. As the Rav explains in the Ein Ayan, Perek Beis, Osam Chdalet, by the way, this is all brought in a beautiful weekly article called Iyunim B'Ketvei HaRaya Kuk. That's written by a certain Chashev Yid named Rav Avner Shalev. So he mamish takes you everywhere B'Kisvei HaRav to give you the whole picture, so it's beautiful. Love it. So the Rav writes in Ein Ayan Brachas, Perek Beis, O Samach Dalet, Shlemut HaMetziut HaEnoshit Hi SheYishtalem B'Koach HaBchira SheNetna B'Yado K'fi HaGvul HaEfshari. The shlemus of a person's reality is that he should perfect himself with his power of Bechira that was given to him as much as possible. And then he'll be zochet to tzaddikim yoshim v'atrosem b'roshem. The tzaddikim will sit in their crown, is on their head. The crown is what you added on. Hine ma'ala yitera al chukei ha'teva. An added ma'ala to nature, tikarei atara. Kamo shimala nosefet l'metatel chutz lenu shi'uto. Just like a crown adds on to a king, so too, you get a crown for when you add on to what was in your nature. Al כן ביאר שתכלית השלמות של עולם הבא היא שיושבים ועטרותיהם פירוש מה שיקנו לעצמם השלמות על ידי הבחירה נוסף על שלמות נפשם בטבע בראשיהם. זאת אומרת, in addition to what we did by nature, we added on with our own avoda. That's the atara, that's the crown. The Rav explains in the aforementioned Jewish Parsha Zohar that just like avodas Hashem of a person is b'chinas atara and b'chinas nachala, what we inherited from the others and what we added on, so too in the nation. Hachinami b'klal Yisrael hitchil kesher ha'kdusha liyot nekba lidei avot ha'olam. אמנם מה שנקבע על ידם הוא עיקר האמונה. So it all started with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. But that wasn't all there was to it. Afterwards we add, but it starts with them. In other words, they gave us the foundation, which is עיקר האמונה. They didn't give us practical mitzvahs. They gave us Avas Hashem, they gave us Dveikus, they gave us Mesiris Nefesh, they gave us Zrizus, they gave us Mesiris Nefesh. And that's part of the Jewish nature. V'chein kotev arav b'igeret, arav kotev b'igrot ra'aya, b'chelek bet, b'amud kuf pei vav. Yesh b'igrot shel arav mamash pninim u'margaliot. Yada adrat geonor sh'shnei dvarim ikarim yeshnam shem yachad bonim kedushat Yisrael v'itkashrut la'elokit imahem. Very, very famous letter. It's quoted all over the place. Ha'echad hu ha'sgula, k'lomar teva ha'kedusha shebenishnat Yisrael mirushat ha'avot, רק באבותיך חשק השם לאהבה אותם ויבחר בזרם אחריהם והייתם לי סגולה מכל העמים והסגולה היא כוח קדוש פנימי מונח בטבע הנפש ברצון השם כמו טבע כל דבר מהמציאות שאפשר לא להשתנות כלל וישני עניין הבחירה זה תלוי במעשה הטוב ומתלמוד תורה. So we have two aspects. We have the סגולה, that we have this special soul. God loves us no matter what, unconditionally. And that's part of us. Nature, it can't change. And then there's the bechira that God shows us, and that we choose to do the right thing. The Rav in his drush to Parshas Zohar explains that even though the practical mitzvahs we didn't inherit from the Avos Ha'Umah, but the mitzvah shebelev we did, and that comes from the Avos, from our Emunah. Rov chavot ha'lev kulam novim mishorash ha'Emunah shehi מורשה לנו מאבותינו הקדושים שנחילונו שורש קדושת האמונה. The Emunah connects us with the godly truth, with midos elokios, and memela we're filled with das nechon, we're filled with midos tovas. It all starts with the Emunah, and then the chovas halev come from that yira, ava. It all comes from the Emunah that we got from the avos. מסביר הרב, הרי צריך שתקבע הקדושה, first you needed אמונה, בתוך אומה שלמה, שראתה חוכמה אלוקית שתהיה דווקא 60 ריבו. God decided, 600,000 people, and we get this אמונה. And after we have the קדושה ואמונה in our nation, אז נעשו ראויים לתלות לנחות תורת אמת. And then we get the practical mitzvahs. שיהיו מקודשים המעשים לעשות על פי האמונה, כי באמת משורש האמונה יצאו המעשים כולם כל חוטי התורה לפרטיה. All practical mitzvahs come from אמונה in godly ideals. It all starts with אמונה. צדיק באמונה סו יחיה. The whole Torah we learn at the end of Makkos all comes down to אמונה. That's where That's the root of everything. Avraham Avinu shehu shoresh ha'emunah shalem biyado zecha lavin midato. Avraham Avinu was complete in his emunah. He could understand the mitzvahs on his own. Chazal tell us he even kept Erev Tavshilin, because when you have the complete emunah you come to mitzvahs. As yatzorach leikaba lidei rov am u'ma shleima, it started with a nation, and then afterwards we get to the Hashem gives us the details. First we have a nation of ma'aminim, and then we get to the details of all the mitzvahs ma'asiyos. נמצא כל זמן שבמצרים אף פי שלא נחלו עדיין את התורה אף פי כן היו מקודשים מבחינת האמונה ועיקרי התורה אלא שחסר להם מעלת המעשה. So we had this kedusha already in Mitzrayim, but we lacked ma'isa. אמנם גם זאת, says the Rav, המעלה שהייתה קנויה לכם מאבותיהם ומוחזקת בידם, גרם להם אוויר מצרים בתאומת המצרים, מצרים בארצם, בקובת הגלות שלא היה מאיר בבליבם. So they didn't feel it so much because they're in the tomb of Mitzrayim. ולא היה כל גוי כולו פונה להם כל כך. עד שמצא שרה שמצרים מקום לקטרג. So the Jews weren't turning so much to the Kedushas Emunah ועיקרי התורה until the Tsar of Mitzrayim says, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. These are idolaters, the Jews are the Mitzrimar. Mikol makom lo mipnei kach nishla mehem ala zo. So that doesn't mean that their pnimius changed, that they're serving Avodah Zarah. Their pnimius is the same, they're just in lechitzonis, they're not doing the right thing. Ela shetumat Mitzrayim sagra ba'adam shlo yicholim lagi ala zo ha'ma'ala. Aval imahem hayta b'seter libam b'nafsham. והכתוב מעיד ולא שמע על משה רק מקוצר רוח ומעבודה קשה, אבל כשאיר אור השם עליהם מיד ויאמן העם והשם ובמשה עבדו. So they didn't listen. Why? Because of קוצר רוח and עבודה קשה. And their pnimis, they wanted to listen, but they just couldn't. And then in the end they did believe. ויאמינו בשם ובמשה עבדו. You just need to remove, or ויאמן העם, it says in Shmos. So in their pnimis, they were always with God. Just in the chitzonia sometimes, stuff happens, you know. Val pizen avin shnei chelkei pulot shepala yadan b'metziat Mitzrayim. We have two parts of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chelek ha'achad hu shenetrachaku. First of all, we were far away because of the Tumas Mitzrayim. ממעלתם שהייתה מוחזקת מידם, we had this mila from our avos. תהיינו שורש האמונה שכל ענייני חובות הלב כמעט נכללים בה. ומצרים עיכב על זה. מצרים impeded the natural holiness of our soul, שלא יצא אצלם בחלם מן הכוח על הפועל, והידי יציאתם חזרו לתחיבתן הראשונה. So they weren't able to actualize their teva kedushas hanefesh. And when they left Mitzrayim, they went back to their original chiba, the original love that God had for them and they had for God. So like they went back to the way they were before. They went back to their skula of being seekers of Hashem. They were also in the crucible of Mitzrayim and they were able to be purified. לבוא בעדי עדיים שיבוץ התורה כולה בכל פרטיה ושיזכו למעשה המצוות שהוא מעשיהם הגשמים גורמים מעשים נשגבים שדבר זה הוא יתרון לישראל מה שלא נעשה לחיים לכל גוי. And then they also were able to be zochet to maaseh mitzvos, and their deeds have tremendous power in the world. So it wasn't just the emuna, so in other words the two parts when we left Mitzrayim that were fixed, our emuna, our natural emunah to Hashem was able to be expressed and shine, and also the mitzvahs ma'asiyos that stem from that emunah. Shinyanei shlemut halev hu davar ruhi sheyitkabel mikol me'od lashon kerachman adi babai. Aval sheyu kol pirtei ha'masim olim l'tachlit alina davar zeh ma'alam miyuchad v'nizkevet rak b'Yisrael. So to have shlemus halev, everybody can in their hearts serve God, and everybody should serve God and feel God and connect, but that all of your deeds should fulfill God's desire, God's purpose, that's Dafka Am Yisrael. And that's why we were given the mitzvahs ma'asiyos. So those are the two pulos of Mitzrayim. To go back to their nature of the avos, of being ma'aminim, and to receive the mitzvahs ma'asiyos, to prepare them to receive the mitzvahs ma'asiyos, to serve God in practice. יציאת מצרים הייתה לתכלית המעשים, ומעשים נעשים על ידי כלים. So יציאת מצרים was for the tachlis of doing ma'asim. Ma'asim, you need kelim, not just b'lev, not just b'machshav, not just in your soul. You need ma'asim. Tainu evarei haguf, the limbs of the body. V'tziva Hashem, and God commanded Moshe, shikach dafka mate. You have to take this mate, this kli, asher yaseh bo ha'otot, with which he'll do the osos. להורות שמוצאים לו תכלית גם זה שיעשו עבודת השם יתברך על ידי כלים, לא רק ברוחניות בלבד. So it's nifla meod. The point of Mitzrayim is that we're ultimately going to reach the point of mitzvahs. So use a mata. A mata is a staff. A mata is a kli. To show that now we're going to start serving Hashem with a kli. It's not just enough to serve God in our hearts. We're going to practically be serving Him. Moshe Rabbeinu commands Yoshua to wage war against Amalek, and he says, "Anochi nitzav b'rosh ha'givah u'mateh Elokim b'yadi." I'm going to stand at the top of the mountain and the valley, and the mata Elokim, the staff of Hashem, is going to be in my hand. What did he do with it? Pasuk doesn't say he did anything with it. Why is he taking it with him? The Rav explains, "Hinei Amalek rotza lazik et Yisrael b'shtei b'chinot." Amalek wanted to get us on both levels, the Atara part and the Nachala part. The above, the choice that we make, the proper choices, that's the Atara, the crown, and the Nachala, we inherited from the Avos. Rotza lahazikam b'shorash ha'emunah, ulashpilam ad sheyavdu chas shalom et yerushat ha'emunah sheyirshu me'avotahem. V'lo yamatzliach chafetzo b'zeh, ratza al kol panim la'akev al yadam shelo yitalu yoter ad sheyu ruyim lekabalat ha'torah. שיהיה קדושה על יונה מצוינת מכל גוי, שלא יהיו על כל פנים מעשיהם מקודשים. So they wanted to be mazikas in our shorish ha'emunah, and if they weren't matzliach al kol panim, then we shouldn't be elevated to the point that we're royal kabbalas ha'torah, the kedusha al yonah, trying to stop us on both ends. The emunah and the mitzvahs ma'asiyos. It's interesting, this is sort of like a brisker mahalach, you know, briskly always split everything into two parts, two dinim. They often do. So here also the Rav doesn't always go with two. Sometimes he splits into three categories, four categories, six categories. He's very, very good about that, about making topologies. And the ideals, and he takes he goes from the prat, from the detail, and he makes it more klali, more general idea. Cyril says, that's what Amalek wanted to do. They wanted to get us on our Amunah and wanted to get us on our Maisim. V'zoh ha'ikash etzich letkaber neged Amalek sh'lo sh'lo yivatel ha'masim Yisrael. We have to fight against Amalek that they shouldn't be mevatel our Maisim. Because Amunah, they're not going to get us on so much, because that's part of that's in our kishkis. But our Maisim, we know that Amalek also tries to get us in Amunah, right? Amalek is a gematria suffix, and a lot of Torah about that. But when we're fighting against Amalek, we have to be most careful. Ultimately, the Jews are going to keep their Amunah. We have to be most careful of the fact that they try to stop us from Maisim. Therefore, Dafka, he took the Mata. Al kein amar anochi nitzav al rosh ha'givah u'mateh Elokim b'yadi, shu akli ha'romez al shlemut ha'kelim shem ha'masim, Maisim. And that's the tachas of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we said earlier that the matah is sometimes Moshe's and sometimes Aaron, but it's really one matah. But if you look at the psukim, you'll see that the shaychus to the mata, to Aaron, is more emphasized than it is to Moshe. It says in the pasuk, mata Aaron, shmo zayin yit beis, but maybe yit zayin chof gimel. We don't see mata Moshe. So, but the makas were done by Moshe, talks about yad. On the tzivui, it says yad, and only when it's mevutzam, only when it's carried out, it says mata. Except for choshech, when it's carried out, mata is not mentioned. Melchemes Amalek, Moshe lifts up the mata according to the Rashbam. But the pasuk only says that he lifted up his hand. But the makas that were done by Aaron, it says both in the tzivui and in the bitsua, besides in Sfardim, where it's only mentioned in the Tzivui, the Mata. So the Mata is more emphasized by Aaron. And it could be because Aaron is a Kohen, and he relates more to the world of Maisa. And Moshe relates more to the world of Emunah. Moshe is more up there in the clouds. The Rav writes in Ein Ayan Brachos, Perek Tes, Osnan Gimel, that the Kohanim look to the nation to teach us, if they come Yishmer Das, Tari Vakshim Yipiyu, Shalom Mishar Halachiti, Ram Heshim Yavon. And the Iker Bechin of Moshe was Yisodei Amuna, so therefore the Mat is only Tafel. Chazal argue what the Matah was made of. Some say it was made of wood. Some say it was made of snapirinun. It's a very, very hard rock. So the svara that the Matah was made of eitz, we understand. But the svara that was made of a hard rock, what's the pshat? So the Rav writes in Ein Ayan, Brachas, Perak Aleph, Oschav Zayin, Binyan Luchos Ha'Evan. Why does the Torah emphasize it was Evan? Betna l'chas luchos ha'Evan. Torah emphasizes Evan. What's all this about the Evan? Kara kan luchot ha'Evan. L'dati b'kavana meduyeket. V'chein b'od mekomot. Hine Evan hu ha'chomer she'alav haya charut mechtav Elokim. V'hine ha'mishnim et ha'Torah b'rishat ha'otem yamur ki tzich lishmur rak et ha'Torah ha'Torah v'kavanata b'chlala. Ach ha'masim hu chomer ha'Torah. Ha'mishnim lefi ruach ha'zman. כדרסים מידיעות נכזבות כאלה, נתן הקדוש ברוך הוא את עשרת הדברות שאין אות הברית על כל התורה כולה. וחומר אבן, חומר קשה שאין שום שינוי יכול לשלוט בו. כדי אמרו חז"ל של סנפירינון היום, שאפילו פטיש יפוצץ על ידם, לראות שאפילו החומר של התורה הקדושה אין שום שינוי יכול לטפול בה חס ושלום. כל המעשים שאנו מצווים מפי השם יתברך בעשיית המצוות הם חוק עולם, דבר ציווה לדור ודור. So, you know, the luchos are made of Evan because the Torah doesn't change. The Rishayim want to change the Torah. Sorry, Charlie, the Torah doesn't change. And maybe also the staff. The staff is made of snapirinum, this hard rock, to show that Maisim, it represents Maisim, and Maisim don't change. So Baruch Hashem, we definitely learned some very, very chashiv inyanim about Nishkaf and Emuna. About the staff, about Mitzvah Maasiyos, about the Jew. So much we learned, Baruch Hashem. And hopefully we'll revisit this because it's a fascinating topic. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so, so much for listening.